With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I'm James Buckley. With me, as always, is my co-host Jalal. Hello, Jalal.
Hello.
This is going to be a quick intro. We've pre-recorded our interview with our guest this week, which is Steve Claridge, and it went a bit insane. Wouldn't you agree, Jalal?
Yeah.
Yeah. We sort of lost control of the guest and ourselves, and there's no real way of sort of introducing this, but we're just going to go straight to the interview, if that's okay with you listeners. I think we're going to keep the whole of it in. So just sit back and enjoy this.
I'm feeling glad or over, yes, I'm glad or over, baby, I'm...
All right, let's put a stop to that nonsense and bring on our guest. Let me go through his Wikipedia page here. Okay, according to Wikipedia, he spent his career at an incredible 21 different clubs. He's played in over 1,000 professional or semi-professional football matches, and he's also played in all four tiers of English football. He is none other than Steve Claridge. Thanks for coming in, Steve.
Pleasure. I think it's 22, mate, by the way, but it doesn't matter. Who's
is it
counting?
22?
I think so.
Well, I mean, that is... the danger of using Wikipedia
exactly.
is, you know,
exactly.
your source for researching guests.
You might have asked me, actually. You never know. You, research is that important, mate. You might have actually asked me before we come on, but not to worry.
No, that's far too much preparation for what I'm, what
that's
I can bother to
like
do.
It, mate. Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about football in a bit, but I know something that Jalal is dying to talk to you about is... a passion of his, which is fruit and veg.
Yeah.
Because you actually used to sell fruit and veg out of your car boot after training.
Yes, I did indeed.
Where'd you get it from?
My father was a market gardener. I had a little stall of my own, you see, so all pretty convenient.
So it was homegrown?
Homegrown.
What was your favourite?
Favourite what, vegetable?
Yeah, or fruit.
I like a Brussels sprout, funny enough. A little bit of mum, aren't they? You either love them or you hate them. I liked a Brussels sprout.
Yeah. Have you heard of a kailette?
A kailette?
Yeah.
I've heard of curly kale, but
it's a cross between sprouts and kale. They call it a flower sprout.
Right.
And it just looks like sort of this weird alien cross between the two. I'm growing them this year. Lovely, lovely purple little
wonderful.
Thing.
Wonderful. No, good luck to you. It's why you probably look so healthy.
Yeah. Do you want to see another purple veg?
I want to see another purple veg. Yeah. Do we know where this is leading, or
it's perfectly innocent?
It is
innocent. Yeah.
Okay. What purple veg are we talking about?
I brought in a homegrown purple.
Ah,
purple
this is the
carrot.
Preparation now coming into. See, I was lulled into a false sense of security.
That's
about...
you were lulled. You were laughing out loud.
That looks.
That's a purple carrot. That's
is it indeed?
Called, it's called Purple Sun. You can pick it up, and I'll take a little photo of you.
Wonderful. It does feel...
It's got a good...
Jalal, can I just ask how much more vegetable stuff are you going to do? Because
I was wondering, but...
What is this?
I'm up for anything. This is great.
We
learn something new every day.
Should we try it?
I mean, should we
try
it?
Eat a bit of it?
Should we eat it?
No. You can try some, but I'll cook it and eat it, but I'm not going to eat it like that.
Why don't you want to eat my carrot?
Well, because it's not been washed, it's dusty, it's dirty, it's not been trimmed, so no.
Jalal, have you not been washing your carrot?
I've no idea where that's been, by the way, either.
It's been in compost.
But after it came out of the compost, where did it go from there? It didn't come straight from the compost to here, did it?
It went in my pocket.
What are you doing sticking it in compost?
That's how it grows, that's where it grows. Where compost, do you think it's going to grow, in mid-air?
Well, usually it does. Anyway,
Well, I tell you what.
This, by the way? You can keep it if you want.
Or off this show.
Or
yeah, you can keep it if you want. Wonderful. Or if you don't want it, then I'll eat it now.
No, I'll keep it. I don't wish to see that, actually. So I'll keep it. It's fine.
Lovely little gift. Little keepsake.
Wonderful.
From the show.
I think already our relationship has moved on a level because of that as well. So it's nice. It's wonderful. Thank you very much.
How much do you reckon you'd have got for that? Just a minute. We haven't finished the segment.
Right, come on.
How much do you reckon you'd have got for that if you'd sold it out of the boot?
That?
Yeah.
Individually?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have sold it individually, would you? You would have put it in probably a group of about five or six, and then you would have sold it.
Yeah, but if you...
Now or then? Are we talking about 20 years ago? Are we talking about now? Is it?
Now.
Now?
Yeah.
In a group of five, probably about 150.
150? It's taken me 4 months to grow that.
Well, I'm sorry, that's why my dad. That's why my dad went bankrupt.
Right.
Because of things like that. So, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not going to feel sorry for you. When my dad's gone bang, you know.
Yeah.
Sympathy lies there, mate. Not with you, unfortunately.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
All right. You happy now, Jalal?
Do you want to move on to the next segment, James? Because this has gone really bad.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about
football. No one's listening anymore anyway, I wouldn't imagine.
Nobody's listening in the first place.
No. It's all right. You don't have to worry about listeners on this podcast.
Oh, we're not bothered about
listeners. No, not at all. No.
Okay.
Does it sound like we're bothered about listeners?
That's right, I got it wrong.
Can I talk to you about my club, Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Wikipedia. It says you joined in 1988, but you left pretty soon afterwards. Mm. What happened there?
You do know my middle name is Steve Wanker Claridge, don't you, from the Palace fans. Yeah, that's how I am. That's how they... They approach me on Twitter anyway. But
what's that?
Anyway,
Gaelic name, is that?
That's one you probably need to look up. I'm not going to explain that to Lyle because that would put me in pretty dangerous situations.
So. No, because anyone can edit Wikipedia, so I might put in the additional information.
No, this is just Twitter. Let's leave it on Twitter, shall we? It's fine. Okay. Why it didn't last very long, I'll give you a simple answer to this, and there is a very good reason. Mr. Alan Smith, do you remember him?
Yeah.
I get on all right with Al now, but I just didn't get on very well with him then. I first went there and he put me in a grid when we were training and said, don't come out of these two grids, meaning I couldn't run the channels and I couldn't run, you know, I had to stay in a certain area, which I you know, obviously it didn't suit my game. And also, I turned up late. The A3 was full of roadworks and I was only a kid trying to get up the A3 and back, and Palace is a nightmare. Which direction you come in to try and get to Palace, isn't it? Even you'll admit that. I'm coming up the A3 and I was late for a game. The first and only time in my life in 30 years I've actually been late for a football game. There's roadworks, they shut the roadworks, in terrible trouble. Got there half hour after I should have. He dropped me immediately, reprimanded me and fined me 2 weeks' wages. Bearing in mind I was late every day, I think that represented about £3.68 after I'd had all the stoppages taken out of it. Anyway, I took it like you have to. John Sulaco, we're training at Tooten and Mitcham. John Sulaco goes to Tooten and Mitcham and the game is at the Selhurst Park. John Sulaco turns up pretty much around the same time as I do. Where have you been, John? I've went, sorry, Gaff, I went to the wrong place. I went to the training ground, thought it was there. Oh, okay, get changed. Obviously, you're in the side.
Yeah.
Hold on
a minute. Standards.
Hold on a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. You chucked me outside and gave me 2 weeks' wages. And then I knew my time was going to be short there because there's no way I was going to play with someone like that. And thankfully, I got away very quickly. And also, there was Mr. Wright and Mr. Bright in front of me. So I realised very quickly that my options were pretty limited with regard to first-team action. So, yeah, I think the move suited everyone.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds like a sticky situation.
Is that a legitimate enough reason to leave?
Well, Jalal's late every day for this podcast.
Huh?
Jalal is late every day for this podcast that I have mentioned to him a few times.
Seven minutes late. James gets very angry.
James, I don't really think... I think that will fall on deaf ears, mate. No matter about your protestations about him being late, I'm not sure that that's going to change soon.
I can change.
I'm not sure that you looked totally affected by when James brought that up.
No, I'm going to have a
chat
with him.
I'm here, James, so I'm on the front line here with him.
Yeah, and I can relay that back to him again. I'm going to have to remind him whose podcast this is.
I don't really understand it, because I'm 7 minutes late all the time, but my watch is 12 minutes fast.
Yeah. Explain that.
How do you deal with him, James?
I don't know. He's a...
He's supposed to be your...
He's difficult. He's like a sort of Jimmy Dean, Marlon Brando.
I've got to say, I've done 10 minutes and the fella's pissing me off big time already.
You're right, Jalal. Worrying about you now.
I was going to get HR in this week just because we had a bit of... there's a bit of tension between you and me. But
no, there wasn't any tension.
It's going off the scale.
There wasn't any tension. It was just that last week we've got webcams up at the moment because I'm in Los Angeles at the moment and I couldn't actually see Jalal.
Oh, dropped that in, didn't he? I'm in Los
Angeles. And
we knew where you were there, James.
But no, I couldn't see Jalal, so it was really difficult to be involved
Jalal,
in the podcast.
Jalal, please ask him what's he's doing. He's begging us to ask him what are you doing in Los Angeles?
Don't get him started. Please, honestly, don't ask him.
Absolutely nothing to report from Los Angeles.
Well, the producer said whenever he mentions Los Angeles, you've got to ask him what he's doing over there.
I'm joking around Los Angeles. Asking for work. That's what I'm doing in Los Angeles. There's nothing glamorous about it at all. I'm going into people's offices going, can I be in a TV show? That's pretty much it.
I've got to say, I'm surprised that after they'd seen you in, the acting ability in Between Us was magnificent. How you haven't got something, I'm staggered. I'm amazed.
It's the accent. People don't understand the accent.
Yeah.
They love the accent, don't they?
That is a problem.
Yeah, but he's not like posh.
It's not like Downton, is it? No. Yeah.
And he's not, he can't do, I mean, have you heard his American
accent?
Well,
if he's an actor, surely he can up the poshness, can't he?
Actor.
Limited actor, he said.
I didn't say that.
Well, no, you thought it. The way you looked at me, and I think we've got a good relationship. I was feeling limited. That's all. Okay, James, sorry, mate. Go on.
Right, hang on. How has it gone to ganging up on me now? The dynamic of this.
No, Steve's ganging up on both of us. You see? It's divide and rule. He's trying to get in between
us. When I leave, I'm just hoping that your relationship is probably as fractured as it possibly can be. I have this effect, unfortunately.
Just leaving a trail of destruction.
I am very divisive. I've realised that.
You scored the winning goal for Leicester in the 96 playoff final. Mm. Against Crystal Palace with just 2 seconds to
That's
go in extra
why
time.
My middle name is what it is.
It might be. That might have something to do with it.
Wonderful, mate. I don't think you can. Yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant. But, I mean, it's 48, 49 games, combination of a whole season. You get beat. I got in the same situation at Millwall and we got beat. And I think the team that beat us, their first game was Liverpool away, and our first game was Rotherham at home the next season, so it gives you some idea what it's like. But yeah, 2.5 hours after kickoff, I managed to make my way out of the dressing room, and there were still reverberations of Super Stevie Clary's going around Wembley. So it was a wonderful day, and I got a winner in a cup final the year later, and it had nothing on the playoffs because obviously it changes you. Completely changes your life. I hasten to add, it wasn't the only time funnily enough, coming to Waterloo today reminded me of another time when my name reverberated around a certain place, and that was Waterloo. I came up with a load of Southampton fans, I think it was about 3,000 or 4,000, and as I walked down to come off the train, obviously you walk down the sort of like area that you walk towards your ticket, I was spotted. And suddenly, all around Waterloo, Steve Claridge is a wanker reverberated for about the next 5 minutes, which was wonderful. That seems to be the in word for me, actually. From Southampton fans, being obviously a Portsmouth lad.
Do you not ever feel a bit
unliked?
Jeez, you've got to have a very strong ego to be in this game. Was it football?
I don't think it's a strong ego. I think it's a strong belief. Okay. I actually now believe that I am a wanker because I've been told so many times by so many different people.
Yeah, and it becomes
self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah, yeah.
No,
you can just play up to it as well. It gives you freedom to just be a bit of a wanker to people.
Oh, I'm exactly like you are, James. In Between Us, mate.
Right. Okay. All right.
Sorry, so did I overstep the mark?
You've become what people...
I'm sorry, mate. The way that you paused there, I thought that I might have hurt you there in some way. But
I thought when you said what I'm like in the in-betweeners, that's absolutely fine. But I try not to be a wanker in my normal day.
Yeah, no, I did. I did say in between, didn't I? I don't know whether you imagine that I thought that as a whole. I didn't mean that, of course.
Have you ever been to Claridge's?
Unbelievable. I went there 3 weeks ago for the first time.
Did you?
Took my dad up there for his 85th wedding. Really? 85th wedding. 85th birthday. Yes, celebration.
His 85th wedding.
Yeah. I was trying to think what the occasion was, actually. But it was his 85th birthday. That's quite topical. Yeah, we went there. Wonderful time. Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
What did you do?
What do you mean, what did I do?
What did you do?
We went and had a meal.
All right. Okay. What did you eat?
Oh.
What? I'm just making conversation.
Blue carrots.
Blue carrots.
Blue carrots, like you just give me here. Wonderful.
It's difficult to...
What's difficult?
Difficult.
You're okay.
What's
difficult? It's difficult, Jack.
It's difficult to have a conversation.
It's difficult.
Steve, you currently run the Steve Claridge Football Foundation.
Yeah, I just want one on one of the questions. But anyway, yes, far away, yeah.
It's not a question. No, I'm just reading your Wikipedia page. Yeah. That's all I do.
Yeah.
You provide football and education opportunities to youngsters.
I do indeed. Thank you very much for the plug.
Across Portsmouth and Fareham? Fareham?
No, it's Fareham. And we're also branching out to Salisbury as well, matey.
Going down that way, are you?
We are indeed. Well, being the manager of Salisbury, it makes sense, doesn't it?
But yeah, of course, yeah.
That's not on Wikipedia, I wouldn't imagine. Well, you didn't get that far, did you?
No, it might be. I just don't think I've read down that far enough. Okay, I'm trying to get through all the other clubs that you've been involved with at the moment.
Wonderful.
Salisbury,
recent one is probably quite important, isn't it? I mean, 22
It probably
in the past,
is, yeah.
The recent one, it might... somewhere near the top of the list, James. But anyway, not to worry, we'll disagree
right,
on
no.
that one.
No, no, I agree with you. I'm going to write that down, and I'll make sure not to make that mistake again.
We'll know for next time, won't we?
But that must be fun. You know,
what must be
working
fun?
With kids, like you know, putting stuff back into a profession that's given you so much back, but it just sounds like all that profession
back,
has given you back is people calling you a wanker. Yeah.
Jack Diddley. Given me nothing, but I've had three chairmen. Pathetis,
yeah.
Who's an awful man. Mandarich, who was bonkers, and a fella down at Weymouth, who I just caught between you know two power struggles. It's given me absolutely nothing back, mate. I've given it everything. It's given me absolutely jack. But anyway, not to worry.
All right. On that note, I think we'll wrap up the interview. Thanks a lot for bringing the tone up to a more...
ask the right questions, I'll bring it up. You ask questions like that, all the bad parts in my life. You
well, I'm only going...
I'm only going on
Wikipedia. Honestly, you bring up an area where you know I've been absolutely shut
no,
at every occasion
no,
and then expecting to finish up for Georgia Spring.
It doesn't seem to be a lot of areas that we can bring up without it resulting in conflict.
I spoke to you about scoring the winner for Leicester
about that. Why didn't you finish on that?
No, I said to you about that and then all you said, everyone just called me a wanker afterwards.
I know how we could make you feel good.
Okay.
I don't trust a word of you, what you're saying. I'm sorry. You're not, so...
No, listen.
Is that it?
Trust me. Look in my eyes.
I don't want to look in your eyes.
Why?
I just don't want to look in your eyes.
Look at me. Make eye contact. Come on.
No, I'm sorry.
What
can't.
Are you scared of?
I'm not scared of anything. I don't know where that carrot's been, and I just don't want to look you in the eyes.
Look at me.
No, because he's not looking at me like...
What?
Well, it's not like...
Can't you see
I can't read how your look is, so I don't particularly want to encourage you.
It's a look of kindness.
It isn't a look of kindness.
Okay, one of my eyes is a look of
one
kindness.
One of them, maybe, not the other one.
Yeah, the other one is...
What's your other eye doing?
I can't say.
Well, you shouldn't have it out while we're doing the podcast, is what I'm saying.
Sorry. I'll put my eye patch back on.
Now we're
going down. Look, why don't we move on to the pub quiz? It's a chance for you to win.
What are you on about? I've done. He just said, that's it.
We're done with the interview, but you're not getting out of here that easily, Steve. We've got a pub quiz to do where I put your football knowledge up against the football knowledge of Jalal's. This will definitely make you feel better.
Has he ever
and you
beat
should
anyone?
Be... Nope.
We had a tiebreaker last week.
And that was against Perry Groves.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't count. It's Perry, isn't it? Let's be honest. That doesn't count. Let's be honest. It's not Perry.
Hey, should we do the pub quiz? Should we do this?
Yeah, let's do
Jalal?
It.
Jalal? All right. Let's do it. Okay. It's time now for the pub quiz. Steve, here's your first question. Which former Newcastle midfielder is reportedly set to go into the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Is it Jermaine Genus or Kieran Dyer?
You're joking. Neither of them two. They are...
It's one of them.
Mate. You're not having either of them, are you?
There isn't.
I can't believe there's somebody who actually thinks it.
There's none of them.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The above option, you have to choose
no,
one.
No, it can only be Kieran Dyer.
It's reportedly, so it's probably...
It's got to be Kieran Dyer.
Which is correct.
Of course.
All right, 1-0.
I'd love that. Just to go on a quiz. Of course.
It has to be, doesn't it?
Of course I'm right.
No, Jalal, you ready?
Jermaine Genus hasn't got the time on his hands that Kieran Dyer has.
Yeah, anyway, it's my turn.
You ready?
Now. Yeah.
Yes. Jalal, here's your question.
He doesn't know the answers, does he, or nothing like
just
that?
Just don't. Not my mind, too.
Oh, that's pathetic. Pathetic.
No,
he doesn't. He doesn't. Jalal's not. We don't tell Jalal the questions or the answers before.
Right.
This is all on Jalal.
Okay.
But the
questions are
you're
here.
You're safe.
How long has he been here? How long have you been here?
Yeah, but the answers aren't on it.
No, but you can look them up.
I've been here for.
Hello, James. Knock, knock.
Yeah, but that Jalal wouldn't do that. I know Jalal very
Jalal
well.
Jalal wouldn't do that.
That's not in the spirit of the quiz.
I know Jalal better than you do. I've been here half hour, and I'm sorry, but I know better than you do.
Jalal isn't sneaky. He's someone who I trust a lot. Okay, Jalal, here's your question.
Yeah.
Olympic champion athlete. I'll start that again. Olympic champion athlete Mo Farah revealed he wanted to name his son after the team he supports. But who does he support? Is it Arsenal or Aston Villa?
Think of an abbreviation for one of those as well. Imagine you going, calling his... Yeah. Are you going to call your son that?
Well, yeah, ass or arse.
That's, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's not ass, is it? It's Arsenal. You can't say it's Arsenal.
No, I'm at Aston Villa.
Well, ass is fine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's much
better. One's your... And an ass as well. Ass is quite a lovable creature, isn't it? People quite like asses, don't they?
Yeah.
Bosh, I like big asses. I cannot lie.
How long has he got before he answers this, Boris?
Yeah, come on, what's the answer?
Oh,
can you remember the options?
Yeah, Aston Villa.
Wrong.
I've loved it.
All right, it's 1-0.
sucked okay. in me like I couldn't. Oh, yay! There you go.
What? It's just like, it was just 50-50.
Well, be your own man. Don't go off. I've bullied you into going Arsenal, and you've gone with it. You've allowed me to push
it,
you around.
I love it when people think they're,
and I'm one
think
up,
they're
thank
bullies,
you very much. And when he calls me a W, I go 1-0.
Just sort of
that's what you do
them.
On the football field. You go 1-0 when you 1-0 up.
Just sort of carry on
1-0.
In the background, just sort of
come
talking
on, James,
to themselves.
Listen,
nobody's really listening anymore.
Look. Listen, I'm not in the studio with you guys. I can't tear you two apart at the moment. So can I just, Steve? This is your second question. And this
How
is
many
for the
questions
win,
are
okay?
There?
There's two each, and then we might have a tiebreaker. But
so
I don't
I
think we're going to need
one,
it.
Obviously,
yeah. If you get this, you've won, and you're definitely going to get this. Okay, Sunday saw not only the North London Derby but also the Rome Derby in Italy.
Oh, that was a
Who won that? Roma or Lazio?
Oh. Roma.
Yep, absolutely correct. 2-0.
You know that. I know that. In your box, Jim.
No. Will you pull your trousers up, Steve? It's embarrassing.
All right.
Come on, pull them up.
That was
not embarrassing. I have won this competition.
Good.
That's what it's about.
Was such a mediocre victory.
Yeah, this is what happens when you're a winner, James, isn't it? You know, being a winner.
Yeah.
It has to be a winner in everything.
It's like celebrating when you've got something for 50p on eBay.
It doesn't matter. It's a victory. It's a
All
victory.
Right, well,
it's not a very impressive victory.
Let me tell you, if I'd have been the same as Perry Groves, let me tell you, anything better than Perry is a victory. If I was seen in the same light as him, do you think that? You think I'd like that? No. I'm better. Okay, that's
right.
A victory.
I'd love to.
Well, you were very, you were very gracious.
You
were a very gracious winner.
You bought my veg.
I didn't buy anything. You gave it to me.
No, but I'm doing an impression of you back in years ago.
All right. Okay.
Jokes on you.
Thanks, Steve, for playing the pub quiz. That's it. Yeah. You're a worthy winner.
Have you honestly got next week's guest is Darren Anderton?
If he turns up.
So you've gone from the low of Perry Groves to the high of me, and then going back down to the low of Darren Anderton.
Wow.
Yeah, we like to drip feed the big guests. We don't
want
them all.
You've upped the ante with me, and now you're going to disappoint everybody again. That's poor, mate. I'll tell you, mate, let me tell you, that will be a struggle next week. You sure you don't want me back on? I've got so much more to do. I've only done two clubs. There are 20 clubs left we could do.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you drink a lot of coffee, Steve?
No.
Is that...
No, I've just had my tablets. That's all. I've got low on thyroxine. I've just took my tablets. So the thyroid gland is not working.
Is this you coming down or going up?
No, I'm going up.
Oh.
If we
need to wrap up.
No, if you said about 5-6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll be coming down, mate.
Right.
So there's plenty left. You sure you don't want me next week? What about next month or something like that, James?
Yeah, we'll definitely have you back on.
You have me back on?
If
are you having
can
Perry
promise
Groves
to be
back
left...
on? Say no.
Possibly. He was less. Oh, he's less violent
on.
Than you are.
Oh, come on.
He's less violent than you are, mate. But no, you were very gracious with your win there.
I'll tell you what I'll
there.
Do next time, James. I'll take my tablets earlier.
Okay.
So I'm just starting to mellow out. How about that?
That would be good.
No, I think that I don't. Yeah, I think it's. Listen. One thing I've learned about broadcasting is that if you can get a guest that's on drugs, you're on for a winner.
Yeah, but these are thyroxine drugs. Let's just clarify that these are legal pies.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a thyroxine drug, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm pleased with the way that everything's panned out. Jalal, are you okay?
Have you so much more that I've got to give as well. I just feel like I've played 20 minutes and I've got so much more left.
I think you've given
you
so
want?
Much. And that,
no, go on.
You can be too giving, can't you, I think?
What
so
about
just
if,
maybe...
if you replace Jalal with me? What about that? How about that?
Know.
That's ridiculous. Nobody...
I think,
don't be silly. Honestly, it's not a wet drip and you've got someone like me who can really get things going.
The thing is, though, Steve, is that we've got... Every review on iTunes at the moment has been 5-star. And I don't want to mess
star?
About
what does it go
balance.
Up to? 10? 15?
No.
five star?
Five
what, by who?
Okay. What do you want to talk about, Steve?
I'm done now. No, no, you can't. That's it.
Do you want me to... I'll have a word. Gunter, can you get security in here now? Because this is...
I think your thyroxine.
I think you got the dose wrong.
No.
No, come on. Honestly, Steve, I've got loads more Wikipedia stuff here.
No, I'm leaving you wanting more, mate. That's it.
But you just said you wanted to do more.
No, yeah, you paid me more, mate.
Listen, you can hear my chant. Do you want to hear my chant?
Not really, mate. No, I'm done now. Okay. I'm sort of finished. I've switched off.
Are you sure you don't want to hear my chant?
No, I'm done.
Are you sure?
No, I've been substituted. I'm done.
No, you've not been substituted.
I have.
No.
When you said to me, you're coming off, that's it, show's over, that was it for me. I've switched off.
The game's finished.
Okay. I've got to be either at it.
If you want to go into extra time, we can hear my chant, but otherwise, that's it.
I barely made 20 minutes and you took me off, mate. This is like John Beck when he took me off after 12 minutes.
I know,
Ipswich against Cambridge, biggest game of the season, mate.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel now. That is the biggest game of the season.
That's definitely one I always look out for.
Realise how I feel.
Do you want to hear my
chant?
Don't
take the piss, James. All right, it was good for us, okay? Okay.
Well, it's been an absolute delight to have you here, Steve.
The pleasure's been all yours, mate. I promise you.
All right. No, listen. You can't. You can't keep having a go at us for wrapping it up,
and then
when we say to you, "Do you want to do more?" No, I don't want to do more.
When you invite me back, mate. All right, so I've quite enjoyed it actually. So yeah,
let's not even.
I am willing to come back. Right. Okay,
James. Let's not even say goodbye to him.
No, we'll wrap this up, but there will definitely be a part two of this.
Wonderful.
There's loads more clubs that we need to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
I never even got onto your air transplant as well. I want to get onto that.
No.
And your tooth transplant, did we?
Were you going to give it? I've been in the dressing room for 30 years, mate. So you've got to be out of if you're going to give it, you've got to take it, mate, haven't you? So not to worry.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve Wanker-Claridge, for coming in.
Thank you very much, James. It's been a pleasure, mate.
All right. Well, how do you feel that interview went, Jalil?
It was a bit like being on a bucking bronco.
I'm genuinely shattered.
Yeah.
It got very heated.
Yeah.
Obviously, we wanted to keep all of the interview in today's podcast. So the usual features like the £3 bet. And other nonsense that we do has just gone out the window.
Yeah.
I need a lie down.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lie down as well.
I'm actually still a bit sort of G'd up. I still feel like arguing.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to be careful. But okay. Listen, to all the listeners, please share this with other people. Put the word out. This man is a danger to society. He must be stopped. So please, as much as you can share this podcast,
yeah,
people need to know.
Make sure you get your friends to listen to the podcast as a health and safety warning.
Yes,
on Steve Claridge.
I'm
going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to take 5 minute break, and then should we come back and record some outros?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. See you in five.
Bye. Yeah, I feel like I need to listen to sort of tropical jungle sounds just to unwind.
Yeah, big revenge. I want to kill him. Interesting match. He's a football. He's a nice man. He's a football. Why revenge? Who arrive with Kike, who arrive another? For me, it's the same. I was sacked. When you win, it's always wonderful. But now, we are focused on what for, and it will be a very big revenge. Interesting match.
Okay, well, we're at the end of the podcast now. Have you had fun, Jello? Was that fun?
Yes, it was really great fun.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Yes.
Really great fun.
It's nice to get out.
Yeah, it is nice to just get out of the house sometimes. Thanks for listening to this. You know, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and tell your friends to subscribe.
Are we on iTunes?
We are on iTunes. Is that begging it? That's what they call it. Ah, oh, he's begging it, man. Am I begging it? Well, there's nothing wrong with saying that. I am begging it. I want lots of people to listen to this. You can check out my Palace Diary at dreamteamfc.com. Speaking of iTunes, I've pulled out I've got some of the reviews here. They're all 5-star reviews so far. Do you want to hear a couple?
I want to hear more than a couple.
Okay, well, Crouchy 1234 says great and completely different from other podcasts. Completely different from other podcasts.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. I'm not sure if I agree with it.
That we're completely different.
Yeah, I think the tried and tested format for a podcast is getting a very self-indulgent individual to prattle on for half an hour, 45 minutes. And I think we've stuck to that.
I think we've
formula rigidly.
Yeah, well, not only that, definitely. I think we've exceeded that formula.
Yeah. Nivaj 1 says top notch.
Nivaj, that must be backwards for, what's that, Gavin, is it?
Gavin, clever. Oh. What a clever iTunes account name you've got, Gavin. One. Mad 71 Star says, excellent stuff from some funny guys. Hey, we're just a couple of funny guys.
Yeah, we're pretty wacky. Pretty wacky.
We're pretty zany. Mm-hmm. Big Knob 32 says, great podcast, but you need to get rid of the idiot co-host.
Oh.
We both co-host this podcast. I think it's pretty obvious who he's talking about.
Yeah, that
wouldn't you agree?
Are you not hurt by that?
Well, I mean, it's an attack on my podcast, I guess. So yeah, I'm more worried about your feelings after hearing that.
I do care for you, but I just, it's such a direct assault on you that I think.
What?
You must be hurt.
Well, no, I'm not hurt. I wouldn't like anyone to say anything about that, you know, about any of my friends. I guess it makes me angry. But it's a bit, you know, you're taking it really well. You're a bigger man than I.
Well, it's not about me, is it?
I think it's pretty obvious who it's about, don't you think so?
I think it's really obvious who it's about.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. I think it's pretty fucking obvious who the idiot co-host is.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you think?
Yeah.
All right. Well, just. That's it. I rest my case.
No further questions, Your Honour. And on that sour note, it's time to say. Goodbye.
Who decided it was a good idea? Who decided it was a good idea to have me come in for a football podcast, right?
Yeah, really? I said so. But listen,
Big Knob 32. Do you realise that words can hurt?
Listen, Big Knob 32, that was still a 5-star review, so we'll take it.
That's fine then.
We'll take it. No, thanks for listening. More of this nonsense next week, I'm sure. Hopefully it'll be better, but it probably won't. Bye.
Goodbye. Had a feeling.
Something sort of slightly amusing actually genuinely happened to me this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It never usually happens to me. I usually have to sort of try and really hard to sort of squeeze something funny out of happening in my week for this podcast.
I just lie.
Just lie? I know, yeah, I know you do. Yeah, what have you said? You've been buying pianos for a daughter that doesn't exist.
Well,
one of your weeks.
The pianos didn't exist either, so.
The cod liver oil thing, that was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. This week, I've been inventing new shower gel sort of flavours.
But what ones have you
savoury got? Ones. Cheese and chive, okay. I've done.
Cauliflower.
Yeah, cauliflower cheese is what Bovril. I've done. I'm going to do a bath foam, a Bovril bath foam.
You getting free Bovril yet?
No, somebody on Twitter said that she could get me Bovril, but I
hook you up.
Yeah, but I have to. I've got to get back to her. I haven't yet.
Well, do that. But by the way, if anyone from Bournemouth is listening, I'm still looking for sponsorship, and I don't want any money. I just want Bulmers.
Mm.
The apple stuff. I must clarify the apple stuff because the pear stuff's rubbish.
Mm.
Hey, listen to this. Listen to what happened to me during the week. I was in a mall, like one of those big shopping malls, and there was a security guard who had a Segway. And he'd zip around. Do you know about these Segways? They're those things, they're these two-wheeled things, and you stand on them and lean forward.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go slightly faster than walking.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to apprehend someone who is going slightly faster than walking, then you jump on a Segway. But I thought they were amusing, and they're a bit of a novelty, because we don't really get them back home, do we? Like,
no.
More like security guards on Segways. So I took a picture. And the guy came down heavy on me. He was like, "You can't, don't do that. You can't," like, made me delete the picture. "You can't take pictures. No pictures allowed, sir." And I wasn't being cool or anything. Like, yeah, whatever. I'll take a picture if I like. I was like bowing down to authority and I was apologizing and stuff. And then I just sort of said, "Well, just out of interest, why can't I, you know, so I know for future, why aren't I allowed to take a picture of your Segway?"
Did you do it in that voice? And,
yeah, I was like all like trying to be really polite, and I didn't want to aggravate these people because I think he had a gun. And he just said terrorism. And then I I went away and I was thinking about it, and this is how paranoid everyone is over here. I was like, so if I was a terrorist and I was on like a reconnaissance mission and I was sort of taking pictures to sort of, you know, if we were planning an attack, that I'd be like, I'd be radioing back to my country going, "Call off the attack. They've got Segways." Like, they're top secret Segways that no one's allowed to know about.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.